Behind Garinger High School, beside the football field, sits a small one-story rectangular building with no windows and a bunch of funnels and tubes sticking out of the roof.
So each one of these is an inlet for an analyzer that's inside the building. We basically got a little screen on there that just keeps insects from getting inside.
Jeff Francis presides over Mecklenburg County's air monitoring program. This rooftop is one of seven sites in Mecklenburg County that is continuously sucking in air and measuring what pollutants are entering our lungs at any moment. The biggie for this region is ozone. 15 miles up in the atmosphere, ozone is doing its job, protecting us from the sun's ultraviolet rays. But down here, it's getting in our way and can irritate our lungs. This year, the American Lung Association ranked the Charlotte region the 16th most ozone-polluted urban area in the U.S.
We've historically had problems with ozone going back into the 70s. It's a mixture of our pollution, the population, the density, the location of power plants, and the interstates.
That's Don Willard, Mecklenburg County's air quality director. He calls ozone a secondary pollutant because cars and power plants don't emit ozone, they emit nitrogen oxides. Add sun and heat, and you've got the code orange, red, and purple days that plagued the region over the past few months.
This has definitely been one of the worst summers we've had since 1998. If you look at the region, there were 26 days over the standard.
The standard he refers to is what the federal government deems healthy for most people to breathe, and that's gotten stricter over the years. The region has never met this latest standard since monitoring started in the 70s, but a deadline looms, 3 years away. The immediate impact of not meeting the deadline would be restrictions on new industry, but it could also make it harder for the region to secure hundreds of millions of federal dollars for building roads. Willard says before this summer, he thought Charlotte would have been able to improve its air quality just enough to make it, but the hot days and dry weather have changed his mind. But for all the high readings, a layer of visible smog wasn't clinging to the ground.
Most people just see what's right in front of them, which is a difficulty with ozone and any air quality problems that we have here, is it's not immediately evident to most folks.
But people with asthma, heart disease, and pulmonary problems can tell.
The aggravated ambient environmental conditions can be a real problem for patients, and it legitimately life threat. In fact, and should not be understated.
John Marks is the chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Carolina's Medical Center. He estimates on bad ozone days, traffic in the ER increases by about 1 or 2%. People in for asthma and heart problems, but some with less alarming symptoms too.
In fact, though, people who are out exercising and doing a lot in outdoors can get irritated eyes, get a number of concerns that may draw them to us.
Mark says he hopes he won't have to see more and more people in the ER with burning lungs and irritated eyes before the message gets out that Charlotte air needs help. State and local government, business and advocacy groups agree that help has to come from a lot of people changing their behavior. In Mecklenburg County, cars, trucks, and bulldozers account for about two-thirds of the pollutant, which gives rise to ozone. Emissions from power plants make up most of the remainder. On the regional level, that split is closer to half and half. In 2002, the state passed a law that would give power plants 7 years to significantly reduce their emissions. Regulating emissions from cars and driving habits is another matter. Cars are getting cleaner, but this region's growth means more of them.
Well, in front of us, we've got I-277 flowing into I-77, major traffic arteries, which, get stacked up. And traffic and transportation is at the heart of our region's ozone issues.
That's attorney Dave Francina. He oversees a program within the business community called Clean Air Works. On a Friday afternoon during rush hour, he's staring down at Charlotte's tangle of highways from the 47th floor of the Hearst Tower.
Clean Air Works has been around for the last couple of years. It's trying to encourage people to do things that would change the way they get back and forth to work on a daily basis.
Last year, 50 companies participated in the program. This year, about 85 companies are on board. Francina estimates between the 2 years, Clean Air Works has saved the region over 1.5 million pollutant-strewn miles of driving. It's good news, but many people say change still isn't coming fast enough. June Blotnick is with the advocacy group, the Carolinas Clean Air Coalition.
Public policy has to change. If individuals aren't going to change their behavior, then that's what the government's for, and they can play a real role in guiding people's driving habits, driving patterns, things like that, through development patterns.
Charlotte's Department of Transportation says the city is trying to shape development to reduce the driving people do. A report by the Southern Environmental Law Center says the region needs to think in even broader terms. It needs to consolidate its four planning organizations into one to truly tackle the problem that everyone in this area is coping with. Back at the monitoring site, Mecklenburg County's air quality director, Don Willard, considers the Clean Air Works program a step in the right direction.
Still has to do with numbers and how many employees participate, and for it to make a big difference, we still need a lot more.
Another conscientious 400,000 people, he says, could begin to make a dent in improving the air here. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.